אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Dr. Lynn Swartz. I'm a cultural historian. I'm a sessional academic in the Jewish Studies Department at the University of Sydney. And I'm also an honorary research affiliate with the History Department there. I did my PhD. I also, many, many moons ago, was both a practicing artist and went to art.
That's something very interesting because you became from practicing artist to an academic, and I'm sure a practicing artist is always an artist. And I wanted to ask you about Jewish art. How did you discover Jewish art? Or first of all, what is Jewish art?
I think growing up, I grew up in the synagogue. I grew up in Orthodoxy, if you could call it that. It was more traditional Judaism. And I knew that there was such a thing as Judaica. But I didn't know there was something else. And what I mean by that is artists who created work. I knew nothing about it, and yet I went to art school. I'm at art school. I grew up doing art at high school. I have textbooks. They say German art, Renaissance art, even Islamic art. There's not a section that says Jewish art. It wasn't until much later when I'm doing my master's in art history that I think to myself, hold on a minute. Why was there not a thing called Jewish art? And that is an interesting situation.
We're talking to Dr. Lynn Swartz, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Look, I don't know much about art, but I'm interested in art. And I know that archaeological sites in Israel reveals beautiful art, mosaics, and all sorts of images that are magnificent. And then when the Jews went to the diaspora, the only art that I recognized that they did was decorating Megillat Esther or the Haggadah Shel Pesach, because it says in the Torah, "Lo ta'aseh lecha pesel ve'lo tmuna." So I think that it sort of tied the hands of potential artists. If you're not allowed to make yourself a statue or a picture, that's what "Lo ta'aseh lecha pesel ve'kol tmuna," it probably was very important to the fact that there was no art during medieval times.
The interesting thing is that Jews, ancient Jews, lived in communities with, whether they were with, you know, Persians or Babylonians, who were always creating art. So, of course, Jews also created art. If you think back to the first to the third century of the Common Era, in synagogues in Syria, at the Jew Europa synagogue, you'll find murals created by Jews on the synagogue walls. If you think to Lake Tiberias, Lake Kinneret, you'll think of the 6th century mosaic floors that are still there from archaeological digs of Jewish synagogues. If you then move forward to the diaspora and Jews moving into Italy and Germany and Spain, you'll also find that Jews participate in medieval illuminated manuscripts, mainly, of course, Haggadot, of which we have the famous Sarajevo Haggadah. So it's not as if Jews were not creating art. So the prohibition in Exodus is not necessarily something that Jews kept to. They have always created art.
When I think about Jewish art, I think about Marc Chagall, because his art is based on Jewish traditions, mythology, the, let's say, like Jewish scenery, like the shtetl that disappeared, the Jewish wedding. So he takes scenes from Jewish life and Jewish experience and turns it into art. So is that Jewish art?
You see, now we're getting into those small little, you know, discrepancies. Is it Jewish art because he's Jewish? Or is there such a thing as Jewish art? You have to be careful. Once the Jews step into the era of the Enlightenment and the era of the French Revolution and modernity, there's always an issue for Jews when they step out of the ghetto and into the art schools. One, it's hard to get in. And two, when you make it, the idea of being Jewish isn't such a good thing. So, does Max Liebermann, for instance, in Germany, want to be known as a German artist or as a Jewish German artist? And what do you think he wants to be known as? who wants to be a German artist? Does Marc Chagall necessarily have the same issues? No, it's easier for him. Now, for all sorts of reasons. So, you know, there are going to be differences. It's like if you speak to a modern artist here today, and I could name some, but I won't. But I'll say I have spoken to artists here in Australia who produce art that you would think is Jewish because it has a Jewish theme, and they are Jewish, and they'll say to me, I don't want to be known as a Jewish artist. I'm just an artist who does themes that may relate to Judaism. But the idea of there being a Jewish art was incredibly important.
We're talking to Dr. Lynn Swartz. Dr. Swartz is an artist and also a lecturer at Sydney University. And you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Swartz, I'm sure everybody is asking you, what's Jewish art? Is it Jewish artists or the themes are Jewish like Marc Chagall? Do you need to be Jewish to do Jewish art, or can you be Jewish and do a German art?
Yes, both would be the simple answer. You can be Jewish and you can do non-Jewish art. You can think of Max Liebermann, Hermann Struck, my guy, Ephraim Moses Lillian, or you can think of Marc Chagall, who does much more Jewish-themed work.
So what turns art into Jewish art?
Both of those things. But what happens, particularly at the end of the 19th century, is anti-Semitism raises its ugly head again. And when that happens, artists, for instance, like Max Liebermann or even Ephraim Moses Lillian, want to be known as German modern artists, not Jewish artists, because of what that might say to the community of artists who are interested in their work.
That is interesting what you're saying, because I know that one artist, Ephraim Moses Lillian, he was born in 1874 and he died in 1925, is often known as the first Zionist artist. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be known as a German artist.
Yeah, he wanted to be both, really.
That's interesting. I know that you've written a whole book about the work of Ephraim Moses Lillian, and which is very interesting. And I think that you took an angle of seeing the female figures in his art. Dr. Lynn Swartz, thank you so much. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.